This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Putin's next move might be, and pushing through the winter, that's no easy task. Is it in his best interest to do so? Is it in Russia's best interest? And are Putin's interests and Russia's interests different? Let's talk to our friend Jim Carafano about it. He's the Vice President for Foreign and Security Policy at Heritage Foundation. Jim, welcome back to the show. Great to have you here.
Hey, it's great to be with you. You know, all this happens just as we're getting the news that there were two leaks in these two big pipelines. So they're pipelines that were built to carry gas from Russia through the Baltic Sea to Europe. Both of them have been turned off because of sanctions. And the leaks are from explosions. And we're all positive that is the Russians essentially sabotaged the rope pipelines. And that is part of this complicated story about getting through the winter. So couldn't be more timely to talk about this because we have literally breaking news on this issue, breaking things on this issue. So you guys are ahead of the power curve.
Jim, tell me about these leaks and you know, the interests that Russia would have, or that specifically Putin would have, in causing them. And really, in this kind of warfare, in this part of the world, what this coming winter really does mean for this war.
Sure. Well, I think a couple of things in this, and people would say, well, why would he essentially sabotage its own pipelines? One is they're turned off. They're not making any money. So they've got nothing to lose. Two is, and the Russians have already done this, they'll blame other people for the sabotage. And so it's a disinformation campaign. The third one is, look, they know that nobody's going to believe that anybody did it except the Russians. They know that. But it's a not-so-subtle measure from the Russians. Well, we can start attacking other stuff, too. So it's another way of threatening and blackmailing Western Europe, say, we can make life even worse for you. And finally, even just this act, even though it doesn't affect supplies, it already caused a spike in gas and oil prices. And so the Russians are looking for other ways they can really, you know, try to make things harder for the Europeans. So it's the Russians being very malicious and very creative. Look, I think the reality is Europeans aren't stupid. They know how a thermometer works, and they know how a calendar works. They've been stockpiling gas. Probably there are sufficient European gas stocks to get through the winter. So nobody's going to freeze to death. Mm-hmm. The price is going to be very high. So the fiscal burden is going to be great. But nobody's going to freeze. So I do think Europeans are going to get through this winter. And that the Russians are not going to be able to break the resolve of Europe just based on the fact that it's going to be a tough winter.
Michael Steele's comments there about, you know, thinking that Putin was going to be able to take care of Putin, thinking that he was going to be able to take care of this in a week. Certainly that wasn't the instance. And, you know, speaking with you and other friends that you have at the Heritage Foundation, as this was going on, the Ukrainians, they fought and they kept fighting and they kept having success. And, you know, here we are in the end of September of 2022, and we're talking about what this war looks like through the winter. What did Vladimir Putin set out to do, and where does he find himself today?
Well, he set out to basically wipe Ukraine off the face of the earth and make it a colony, part of the Russian state. That was the plan. Not only did it not succeed, I think we can demonstrably say that he's going to fail. But the chances of Russia conquering Ukraine by force at this point are zero. The real issue, right, is how Ukraine builds its state back, because they lost half their economy, they have millions of refugees. if they don't build back a state that is built on a more Western model, economic freedom, security, good governance, democracy, then it'll just become a weak, you know, a basket case on foreign aid, and the Russians will just come in and undermine it and take over. So this is getting the reconstruction part right is really, really important. And I worry about that part.
So it seems to me we're speaking with Jim Carafano. It seems to me, Jim, what you're saying is the pending failure of Vladimir Putin in Russia. I assume he wouldn't have engaged in this if he knew that this was going to be the outcome. Maybe he would. I don't know. He's crazy, it seems. But Ukraine's success, I think a large part is due to Ukraine's actions. But there have been a lot of global communities that have contributed to Ukraine to help subsidize their success, their hopeful success, the United States certainly being one of them. How do other parties play into the success that Ukraine has had?
Well, there's no question there wouldn't be a Ukraine today if it wouldn't for the military aid. I mean, absolutely, Ukrainians are fighting, and they using state, and it's very efficient. There's no fraud or corruption in the military aid side of that. And 50% of the military aid comes from the United States. So there's no question there wouldn't be a free Ukraine today without the United States of America. That's true. There's two challenges and opportunities going forward. The challenge is Ukraine's going to have to rebuild in a way that makes it resilient against Russia in the future and a better partner for the West. We don't have a really great track record at nation building. This administration has a terrible track record on foreign policy, which consists of mostly just throwing money at the problem. So I'm just horrified to think that we could win the war and lose the peace. And so that's a big issue. But the other issue is, if you're following news, is all along the Russian periphery, things are moving because people sense a weakening in distracted Russia. So we saw this in the fighting between Azerbaijan and Armenia. We've seen it squabbling in the stands. We'll see China rejigger around. This actually creates opportunities for the United States. We should be building on the Russian weakness, essentially to strengthen the areas of stability and freedom. People can never forget. We're super grateful for the American military aid. But Joe Biden was dragged into this. He is not a leader. The only reason why we're giving military aid is because the Ukrainians weren't bowled over in the first couple of days. And we were embarrassed, really embarrassed into supporting them. So there's nothing about Joe Biden working proactively to make the world better. He put us at risk in the Ukraine. He had a stupid, useless plan to deter the war that completely failed. You know, in Iran today, we see people trying to bring down the government, shooting women in the street, even as Biden is trying to do a $1 trillion deal with the Iranians. He still doesn't really have a plan to deal with China and Taiwan. So we do not have a strong foreign policy leader. But so America is a force for good, and we've seen that in Ukraine. But we don't have a leader for good. And so this, I think, is, you know, what we have to deal with the next 2 years. And to me, the biggest message here that people always remember, you know, every election you go to voters and you say, what are you doing? And they say, well, we're not voting on commander-in-chief. We're voting on, you know, tax policy or whatever. But the reality is in every election where you pick a president, you are voting on the commander-in-chief.
Vice President for Foreign and Security Policy at Heritage Foundation, Jim Carafano, with us right now. Comparatively speaking, you're putting a lot of the onus on the administration that is there right now, President Biden, and his policy and lack of leadership, mostly, to suggest that contributed to the way things have unfolded here. I'm curious, comparing the previous administration's policy on anything foreign affairs and security, and specific the United States relationship with that area of the world, and another nameless future administration that could come in of potentially a different party, but definitely a different direction and a different level of leadership. Does that American presence in the world that you're saying we don't have from a leadership perspective right now, is that a drastic difference on day one of a different administration?
I mean, absolutely, it could be. And leaders make all the difference in the world. Look, the reality is we wouldn't be talking about how to deal with the Ukrainian invasion of Ukraine under the previous administrations because the Russians would have never tried that, period. End of story, end of statement. Leaders do make a difference. And if you look around, I mean, if President Biden wants a message, if you look around the world today, what do we see happening? Japan picked a leader that believes in peace through strength. South Korea picked a leader that believes in peace through strength and not kowtowing to the North Koreans. Estonia got a stronger leader. Sweden got a stronger leader. UK has a stronger leader, looks a lot more like the Iron Lady than any British leader we've had. Italy just elected a stronger leader. So around the world, when countries get a vote, they are turning to leaders who are strong and push forward and are focused on the national interest, not on politics, not on a climate change agenda, not on what your gender is, not on all this woke stuff, but leaders who are looking out for the interests of their people and the welfare of everyday and of their everyday citizens. Every country in every democracy in the world is turning that way. And I think that's a message. And do we really think that Americans are going to say, oh no, we don't want that. We don't, you know, we've seen what's going on in the world. We don't really want a strong leader. I don't think that's going to happen.
I'm from your lips to God's ears, Jim Carafano with us right now, speaking about foreign relations, of course, and security policy as well here in the homeland. I want to give you the opportunity to talk about some of the dramatics that are always pushed into the media surrounding the issue of immigration and the administration's reaction. You talk about lack of leadership. It's almost as if this is just happening all around him and he's just sitting, sipping tea, saying it's fine. Can this continue for 2.5 more years for the rest of this term of President Biden's administration?
I don't think that's really feasible. I mean, we're already at, you know, over 5 million. By the end of his term, you know, the number of illegal people in the country could have doubled. I mean, it would be one of the largest states in the country. And the costs just keep spiraling astronomically. I'm not even sure this administration, can keep it up. I'm not sure they can. It would be really interesting. I mean, it's sad because the consequence of this is, you know, this isn't a TV show. It's the, you know, everyday Americans and taxpayers are bearing the burden of this. And it's just, you know, it's horrific to watch. But it's like, how long can this go on? I mean, it's hard to believe that they could just continue this unfettered for 2 years and then just turn it over to the next guy and say, OK, you fix it. But maybe they'll try.
Is it possible to undo, or is it only?
Oh, it's easy. No, it's totally. This is the interesting thing. I just actually did a spot for a documentary on this. If you look, what the last administration demonstrated was that under existing law, without changing any laws, and at really a very reasonable price, you can actually turn the spigot off, turn the flow around, curb the cartels, you know, restore this thing and deport people. It's actually incredibly doable. And we know we can do that because the last administration did it. So we know it's doable. It's like a guy that says, how can you prove that gravity works? Well, I drop a ball and it falls, mm-hmm. right? I enforce the laws and they work. So yeah, it can be done.
Well, we will have to pay close attention when we have the option to look for people who are leaders. And your wisdom on these issues is always just appreciated here on The Annie Frye Show. Thank you, Jim, for being back with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's good to be back.
Thank you so much. Jim Carafano, the Vice President for Foreign and Security Policy at the Heritage Foundation. Go say hi and hello on Twitter at JJ Carafano.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.